Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we'll be learning Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph. Shir HaShirim is one of my absolute favorite Sfarim in Tanakh, and in my opinion, one of the most consequential Sfarim. Whereas a lot of other Sfarim urge us to return, to repent, to fix our ways, Shir HaShirim is really the why. It's what we're trying to achieve, what we're lacking. It's a beautiful love song of passion and yearning for us to once again become close to Hashem and Hashem yearning to reconnect with us. It's the song of Klal Yisrael for all generations, the song of the Gullus, that no matter how dark and difficult things are, no matter how intense the Gullus is, we remind ourselves of the special relationship we have with Hashem and we strive to renew it and reconnect. At first glance, it is puzzling to think how such a sefer belongs in the 24 books of Tanakh. When reading it simply, it reads as a passionate love song between two lovers. How does such a sefer find its place in our holy books of Tanakh? In fact, this was the debate amongst Chazal, whether or not to include it in the canonization of Tanakh. Bikshu Chachamim lignos sefer Shir HaShirim. Some wanted to hide it away. Maybe it would be misunderstood and used inappropriately. But Chazal included that no, it should be included because Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodashim. It's the Holy of Holies. In fact, Rashi brings down that all the songs in the Torah are Kadosh. They're holy, but Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodashim. It's the Holy of Holies. This begs an explanation. How could it be that the song that Shlomo HaMelech wrote is holier than Az Yashir, the song that Moshe, the greatest of all prophets, and Klal Yisrael sang at Kriyas Yamsuf? Rav Yaakov Milisa, the Torah Mor, explains that in this world, in Olam Hazeh, our relationship with Hashem is one of Nisuim. We are engaged, but there will come a time in the future, in the days of Mashiach, when we'll be able to completely cleave to Hashem, when we will be in a state of nisuin, of marriage. The song of Moshe Rabbeinu at Kriyas Yamsuf was of Geulas Mitzrayim, of the redemption of Egypt, and thus only in the state of Erusin, of engagement, when we were entering into a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas Shir HaShirim is the song of Klal Yisrael asking to hasten the time of redemption, the time when our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be complete, the time of nisuin, when the marriage will be complete, and therefore it is Holy of Holies. This is a song that carries Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. It is remembering the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hoping to get back to it and deepen it so we can come to a place of complete connection and dveikus with Hashem, with the coming of the Geula. It is also the song that Hashem tells us of His deep love for us, and no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, that will never change, and He will one day redeem us and complete the marriage. It is with this backdrop that we begin Shir HaShirim. Whereas other Sfarim can be learned on many levels, Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod, there's no Pshat, no simple understanding of Shir HaShirim. It is all a parable to our relationship with Hashem, and therefore, in order to understand it, I will take the approach of the Tzurah HaMor, Rav Yaakov Milisa, who is more well known as the Nesivos for his Perush on Choshen Mishpat, as well as some of the writings of Rav Israel Tauber, who tries to elucidate the words of the Tzurah HaMor, explaining it in a way most relevant to today's generation, especially as he himself was a survivor of the horrors of the Holocaust. In this first parak of Shir HaShirim, we find a conversation between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael ask that Hashem bring, he hasten the Geula, and they bring up different points. Hashem responds to each. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shalmo. This pasuk explains the general context of the Megillah. This is not only an elevated song, the song the Jews sing to Hashem, yearning for the Geula and for Olam Haba, but it is Shir HaShirim. It's a double song, as this Megillah not only highlights the deep relationship we have with Hashem, referred to as Shlomo, and the yearning we feel just as a bride longs for her groom, but it is reciprocated as the groom, Hashem, longs for us as well. Bnei Yisrael ask Hashem, please kiss me with the kisses of your lips, because your love is dearer than wine. Yashkeni minishikopiu, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. With this, Knesset Yisrael ask to hasten the time of the redemption in Olam Haba, which is the Yom HaNisuin, our marriage with Hashem, because now we are only in an engaged status. And at that point, Hashem will speak to us, peh el peh, mouth to mouth. We were not able to achieve this at Maimon Har Sinai, as we could not hear Hashem speaking the Dibros directly to us. And we asked at that point that Moshe intercede. We were not at the point that we could have that complete and close relationship with Hashem, but we yearn for it. Right now, our relationship is limited, like a person is limited in how much wine he will drink or he will become drunk. We ask for a limitless relationship with Hashem and a love with our beloved. While Pasuk Beis describes the relationship Bnei Yisrael will have in the future, Pasuk Gimel describes the level of the nations of the world will be in the future. L'reach shemenecha tovim, shemen turach shemecha. Like the fragrance of good oils, Your name is like flowing oil. B'nai Yisrael not only desire for themselves a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that Hashem's kingship will be revealed throughout all the nations, like a flask of oil which smell spreads far beyond the oil. In the time of exile, Hashem's kingship is not revealed, and the other nations don't understand the greatness in cleaving to Hashem. In the future, Hashem's malchus will be revealed to them. Al kein alamos ahavucha, and the nations will love Hashem as well, like we say in the Yamim Noratan Davening, v'yishmi'u rechokim v'yavu v'yisnu lecha keser melucha, and those far and near will come and ultimately crown Hashem. In Pasuk Dalet, B'nai Yisrael conclude the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to bring the Geula. We ask Hashem, Mashcheini acharecha, draw us after you. Please pull us to return to you, so narutza, so we can run after you. Havi'enu hamelech hadarav, Hashem, please bring us to your room. We desire that level of closeness that we had when you brought us to your room at Maimon Har Sinai, when you spoke to us face to face. We hope to get to a place of Geula Hasida, to the future redemption like we did at Mitzrayim. And then, Nagila v'nismach habach, we will rejoice in it more than all the abundance we received at Geulas Mitzrayim, which is referred to as wine. Please do this in the merit of those who loved you, the Avos, who are called Meisharim, because their love was uncomplicated, no roadblocks, was the young love of a bride, Meisharim Avucha. In the next two psukim, Hashem answers B'nai Yisrael in their yearning for the Geula. Hashem responds, even though it may seem that I left you, chas v'shalom, it's not so. I am watching you and protecting you in the Gullus. Even though shchora ani, I am black, I'm dealing with you with hester panim, with concealment, v'na'ava b'nos Yerushalayim, and the other nations seem to be decorated and beautiful. Know that I am protecting and sustaining you with Ohalei Kedar, the tents of Kedar, which are black and dirty to the outside, but underneath really protect its dwellers. While the other nations have beautiful curtains, they have the Yerio Shlomo, but at the end of the day, they just don't provide the same protection. Hashem takes care of us with Nisim Nistarim, with hidden miracles in Galus. The other nations don't receive this protection. Furthermore, Hashem continues in Pasuk Vav, even though I seem black, Sha'ani Shachar Chores, don't give up from the Geula. Know that it's temporary, like a tan from the sun. Shezafanti Hashemesh. Unfortunately, due to our sins, Samuni Nitara Esa Karamim, Karmi Shali Lo Natarti. They made me a keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I did not watch. We caused Hashem not to tend to us, his vineyard, but to look after others and send his Shefa to them. This will change when the Geula comes, and Hashem's Shefa will once again be directed at Klal Yisrael. We see this clearly in Jewish history. Any nation to which the Jews were exiled had success. Babel, Yavan, Spain, Germany, etc. When the Jews lived there, they rose to prominence, and when the Jews left, or when they were sent out, they fell from their greatness and became a memory of the past. This is because the Shekhinah is exiled with the Jews, and the Shefa, the abundance that is meant for the Jews, passes to the nations we find ourselves living amongst. Pasuk Zion, B'nai Yisrael responds to Hashem that even though we believe the redemption will come, we ask Hashem, how do you shepherd us in this gullus? How can you stand such a long, difficult situation? How do you handle the continuous suffering with no respite? Echatar etz, echatar bitzbatzaraim. Where do you graze your flock? Where do you rest your flock at noon? Hashem, how come in the heat of the sun you give us no respite or rest? There is no break from the tzaros in gullus. How can you bear it? Why are we, who are led by God himself, wrapped up like mourners? Sama ehya keotia, while the other nations, who have sarim, heavenly offers watch over them, are living in peace and tranquility, with good, al adrecha verecha. We ask Hashem to hasten the geula, because we can't bear so many years of suffering. B'nai Yisrael continue in Pasuk Ches, and say, even though we are not worthy for the sage of Nisuin, we are beautiful. In lo tidila chayafa ben Hashem. There is no one better than us, no nation that wants the revelation of Hashem's kingship. And even though we have sinned, we have zchus avos, we have the merit of our forefathers, the ikvos hason. The footsteps of the sheep are recognizable. And therefore, Hashem, please start the geula process. Hashem responds to Knesset Yisrael in Psukim Tes through Yud Beis, that he already hastened the Geula in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the Geula didn't have a kiyum. It didn't last. L'susati b'rchavei paro d'misicha rayasi. Hashem took us out with his great chesed. Hashem yihiras haketz. He hastened the ends of times. He made us his reya, his beloved, but unfortunately in the end it didn't last. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Jews were exiled, and therefore Hashem does not want this to happen again. Even though Bnei Yisrael adorned themselves with beautiful jewelry and found favor in Hashem's eyes by saying Na'aseh V'Nishma, as described by the jewelry and crowns in Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph, their level plummeted with the sin of the golden calf. Ad Shehamelech B'Mesibo Nerdi Natan Recho. While at the party, the wedding canopy, you gave forth your bad smell. You sinned. And therefore, Hashem does not want to bring the Geula early at this time, as there is a danger that it won't hold. Hashem continues in Pasuk Yud-Beis that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim because before the appropriate time, therefore they sinned with Cheta Egel. In this, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael that the delay is for their own good, and if they are redeemed before they are worthy due to their deeds, they will lose their level just as they did by Cheta Egel. Now they must earn the Geula, and then it will be complete and everlasting. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Bnei Yisrael the Kala continues to ask for the Geula. They respond to Hashem and say, even though I gave off a stench when I sinned with Cheta Egel, my merciful Chasan, he gave me Besamim, Sur Hamor, so that my smell would not be sensed. Hashem gave us the Mishkan as an atonement for our sin. In fact, Hashem rested his Shechina Bein Shaddai Yalin, between my breasts, namely the Aron, whose poles protrude from the Peruchas, like the breasts of a woman. Furthermore, in Pasuk Yudalid, Hashem granted us a lot of kapara at this time, just like the many clusters of grapes which grow in Ein Gedi. All of this comes to support Bnei Yisrael's request to hasten the Geula. If you say the Geula won't have a kiyum, if it's hastened, Bnei Yisrael will respond and say, even if we fall from our level, Hashem can grant us atonement just as he did at Cheta Egel. Hashem responds in Pasuk Tesvav and says, don't compare what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim to later generations, as they deserve the kapara because of Na'aseh V'Nishma. As the Pasuk says, Yafa, beautiful, twice. Hinach Yafa Ra'yasi, Hinach Yafa. Furthermore, Einayach Yonim, your eyes are like doves. They had great leaders. They had great tzaddikim at Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe, Aaron, and Shevet Levi, whose merits granted them atonement. Now Bnei Yisrael do not have these two schuyos, and therefore they can't rely on a kapara if we are redeemed without proper merit. Bnei Yisrael continue to plead, and they say, even if we are not worthy of the Geula, nevertheless, Hashem should still hasten the redemption, so his name shouldn't be desecrated in this world. Hinach yafa dodi afnaim, you are handsome, my beloved. Though Hashem is beautiful, it is not revealed during galus. When we are lowly, our sheni ra'anana, when our bed is not fresh, your name is desecrated. The Bnei Yisrael continue to describe the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash and the beauty of the Shechina when the Beis HaMikdash stands. Korot patinu arazim rehitena barotim. The beams of our house are cedars, our panels are cypresses, and therefore Bnei Yisrael ask Hashem to please bring the Geula so that his name can be great and elevated. I just want to focus on one pasuk that I think is such a strong message for our generation. I think a lot of times we feel like we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. We don't know how to proceed. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. There's so much suffering. There's so much tragedy. How do we navigate this all? And also, how do we keep Torah as our stronghold? How do we keep our generations going and our communities continuing? And Hashem answers us in Shir HaShirim. Im lo tedila chayafa ben Hashem, if you don't know, O fairest among women, si'ilach be'ikvei atzon, follow the footsteps of the sheep. If we don't know where to go, if we don't know how to navigate, we need to turn to those who came before us, our ancestors, our avos, and they will show us the way. It's a mashal of a person who walks out in a blizzard, and the snow is so deep that they don't know where to put their feet. But yet then they see there's footsteps, and if they place their feet in the footsteps of the people before them who walked, they'll be able to navigate the blizzard. And that's the same in our lives. We don't know where to go. We don't know where to turn. We don't know how to navigate this galus and to keep ourselves stuck to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to our values. We need to look back to the previous generations, to how they handled the challenges, to how they weathered the storms, and to how they flourished. And Emir Tashem, we too will be able to follow their footsteps and ultimately bring us back to the Geula. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordon, Mordechai ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.